You're going to call yourself something different from now on. We are developers. Remember how those guys with all the money who build the houses, right? They call themselves developers. All they do is build houses, for crying out loud, and shopping centers. We are developers. We develop brains, and we develop social skills. What could possibly be more important than building young people's brains and building their social skills?
Mainster said that testing and accountability are becoming buzzwords that are negatively affecting early childhood teaching, and gave a frightening example of how they can go too far.
Everybody's talking about accountability. Now, folks, there's some reason for that. I learned recently, and I haven't got the great, the most perfect how they do this, but it is a fact that in California, for many years, they take the third grade reading scores, and that's how they plan how many prisons to build.
Teaching children more than one language should be a priority for Florida, according to Mainster, who showed videos of immigrant students who were conversant in both Spanish and English.
The wealthiest families in this country sign their kids up for the best preschools in each town they live in and really want them to speak at least two languages. If it's New York City, they're going for Spanish, English, and Chinese, folks. What is wrong with us that we are not pushing at least bilingualism in Florida?
Mainster compared children to flowers by showing one bouquet representing the past that contained nearly all the same type of flower and a second bouquet with many different types of flowers representing the present and the future. She also said the over-reliance on testing today means that less quantitative measures of assessment, like children's brain development, are being overlooked.
I'd like to know whatever happened to brain development. Remember a few years ago we were sitting here going, rah, 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 brain development? All of a sudden, all that matters now is four-year-olds and finding out how much they've learned and whether they're ready for kindergarten based on a test. All kids are flowers. Some bloom early and some bloom late. Some are planted in soil that's not very good and it needs to be fertilized. That's what good developers do, right? They fix that soil.
One of the organizers of the conference is Dr. Pamela Phelps, an early childhood educator. She told WMNF that the purpose of the conference was to bring together people and state agencies that work for children and their families.
Florida's got a lot of work to do. You know, we've taken one step forward and three step backwards now for a while, and our little children in this state are in need of a lot, and the least of which is not a decent health care system and a raise in the school readiness rate. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff, and when you get everybody's mind together, we sometimes come up with some solutions.